Imagine living in a place where crime is growing by leaps and bounds. First, it was nuisance crimes, property crimes. Then it became low-level violent crimes. Then it became very violent crimes. And we had huge increases in people being shot and wounded, shot and killed, aggravated assaults with weapons. And legislators look at what's going on. They survey the damage and they say, I know what we need to do. We need to make it easier for those convicted of these violent crimes to get out of prison sooner. That dystopian little scenario I painted for you is going on right now in Olympia. While violent crime is rising by frightening levels, majority Democrats are supporting a bill that not only does away with life without parole, but it says those who are currently incarcerated life without parole can apply for a commutation, parole, if you will, after they've served 20 years in some cases, 25 years in others. And the assumption is not that they need to show that they're qualified and suitable for release. It's up to the parole board to make the case for why they should remain in prison. This is utterly stunning. And it looks like it's on its way to passage. But not if State Senator Linda Wilson from Southwest Washington, her district's there on the Washington-Oregon border, the historic town of Battleground in Clark County. Not if she has anything to say about it. She joins me this morning on the John Carlson Show. How are you, Senator?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to put this as plaintively as possible. What the hell's going on down there?
That's a good question. I can't figure out their mindset. I just don't understand it. With murders at an all-time high and rates, up 40%. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's a criminal first, victims last mindset. And that's just wrong. I mean, we're putting our communities in peril. I just don't understand.
Who's behind? Let's start at the beginning. Who's behind this bill?
That would be Senator Peterson. Well, actually, it's Senator Dingra. Yes.
Manka Dingra. From Redmond Kirkland's 45th district. She's
correct.
The one, a former prosecutor, wants to do away with life without parole and say that after 20 years, it's assumed that they're ready to reenter society.
Exactly. And even that, it says, the bill says that the clemency board shall recommend the incarcerated individual to be released. So they're going to recommend they be released, regardless.
Now, is this out of committee or did it clear the entire chamber?
Yes, it was off the Senate floor yesterday. It's on its way to the House.
What's the vote? What was the vote?
It was a partisan vote. It was 28-21.
Well, this is going to be a wonderful October for you guys.
Oh.
I can't wait to see the mailings that go out.
Right.
Who wants to give Gary, the Green River Killer, a shot at parole while your current incumbent Democratic senator does?
Right. I know. And when you use his name, the Green River, 49 people he killed. And so that means he could be out in 25 years.
That's almost 6 months per victim. You've got to walk us through how something that is so completely disengaged from the reality we are living in got this far. Normally I don't like to go into the weeds on how did this bill happen, but again, I want to underscore that 128 offenders now serving time for aggravated murder or first degree murder immediately become eligible to apply to have their sentences commuted. And as you heard from Senator Linda Wilson here, the assumption is they should get to go home. They should get to leave prison. Mm-hmm. Walk us through how something so completely disconnected from reality got through the state Senate.
Well, it's just they have the majority, and it's their mindset. This bill went to the House last year and died. So they're bringing it back again to get to thinking that they can get it through. And, you know, it has changed. The people in the legislature have changed a little bit, and so it was an easy vote for them yesterday because they have the numbers. So I don't understand why they think the way they do. But I mean, just changing the verbiage, right? You're talking about they're not prisoners anymore; they're individuals. So just changing the language to make them less, right? No inmates, not prisoners. It's they're individuals.
Who was the head of DOC a number of years ago? Not there anymore. Who referred to inmates as guests?
Right.
As if they're staying at a Holiday Inn.
Years ago. I can't remember his name.
Okay, but you know who you know what I'm talking about. Okay.
For sure.
Man.
Yeah. A guest.
Okay. Why? But here is. What's bad? Why do they think this is a good idea? Why is it a good idea for someone doing life without parole to be assumed to be ready to go home after 20 years unless somehow the clemency board can make a case why they shouldn't?
Well, this is what Dingras said on the floor yesterday, which is what really struck me. I wasn't even going to comment on this bill. And then she said, people are more than their worst day. So they're talking about redemption. They want them to be changed people, right? They've gone in, they've gone through their program in prison, and they come out good people.
Well,
that's okay. What their thought is.
Being a good Catholic boy most of the time, I believe in redemption too. But we have conditions that allow people, including three strikers. By the way, this does away with three strikes, you're out.
That's right.
To seek redemption. You have to, by your own individual actions, qualify for it. You don't automatically be assumed to get to go home.
Right. You see, that's the thing. And especially now with the COVID and the issues at DOC, you know, they're stellar, right? The DOC has been stellar for a long time. Just kidding.
Yes, I
you've
know.
Got... you've got these people that are supposed to be in prison and going through a program, but COVID has created problems, and they've lost a lot of people. They lost a lot of people to the vaccine mandate. I think over 300 staff, and so they can't go through their programs and be ready to go out. And so we're not even sure that they've done their programs to be redeemed and come out.
Well, not only that. But Manka Dingra, again, the senator from Redmond Kirkland, I wonder what her constituents are going to think about this, saying that, you know, people are better than their worst day. We're not talking about someone who was in a real foul mood in a bar and gets into an argument and gets into a fight with someone and he kills the guy, with an overpowering right. Cross. No, we're talking about aggravated murder, first degree murder. And I'm assuming most of these people, I know this, doing time for aggravated murder, first degree murder, have pretty long rap sheets.
Yes. Right. their worst day was the day they got caught.
Very good way of putting it. Okay, so yeah. What? Tell me, you know, run the trap line for us since you're down there in Olympia. I know you know the Senate much better than the House, but what do you see happening?
Like I said, I think that there's enough Democrats there that will vote for it. I mean, I think they hung a few of their own members out to dry yesterday. There's people in swing districts that will have an issue with this. And so, but it's, you know, the other thing is, are they thinking that they're not going to be there or have the, you know, the amount of control that they have this year?
Okay, a couple.
Do they think they're going to lose that?
Right. A couple more. That's a very good point. They think they might lose their majority, so cram as much stuff of this, as much of this through while you can. Who was lobbying for this?
That's a good question. I haven't. They're not lobbying me, so I wouldn't know. They know.
Well, during the hearings, who testified for this?
Well, I'm not in that committee anymore, so I don't know. I loved Law and Justice, but the bill went too long.
In other words, this was the passion of Macadingra and a couple of other left-wing members of the Senate, and they just jammed this through.
Yes.
I cannot understand why any Democrat up for re-election in a swing district would do something so abjectly stupid as this.
Well, and you know, I think about, you know, they're talking about their worst day, like I said, criminal first, victim last mindset. Mm-hmm. And I think about the children that were raped. You know, how many, don't you think that that was their worst day? Their worst day?
Of course I think that. Macadingra doesn't appear to think that. She's more focused, again, a former prosecutor, you know, like a Pete Holmes type prosecutor. She's thinking about the trauma that a criminal being caught and convicted and incarcerated, what they are going through, not what the victims went through.
Right.
You probably know this, but other people who would be eligible to apply for parole under this bill include 10 life without parole offenders convicted of first-degree rape.
Correct.
5 more convicted of first-degree rape of a child.
Right.
And again,
life without parole.
So what are the Democrats doing to respond to the spike in violent crime? And the answer is nothing, except they want to put more violent criminals back out on the streets.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. And at the same time, they're making it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves, right? Because we have the large capacity magazine bill that's going to go out, so they're deciding how many bullets we have to use in order to defend ourselves.
Well, it's so much easier to regulate a law-abiding gun owner's life than to punish a criminal who steals a gun or illegally possesses a gun or illegally uses a gun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, okay,
because they're criminals.
When the legislative hotline opens, we'll give people the numbers so they can weigh in on this. It's Senate Bill 5036. That's Senate Bill 5036 that unbelievably would allow the worst of the worst inmates to apply for clemency after 20 years. And the assumption is they get to go unless the clemency board can make the case why they should stay. It flip-flops the current assumption, which is that the inmate has to show why he should be granted release.
Right.
I'm glad you are shining a light on this bill, Senator Wilson. Again, it's Senate Bill 5036. What a wonderful referendum that would be to have on the ballot, too.
For sure. Yeah. Can you imagine what they would do with that? That's right.
Thank you for joining me. Yep. Appreciate it. It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Senator Linda Wilson there from Battleground. Yes, everything you heard is right. I know it just sounds surreal, but this is what Democrats are doing. This is how they are addressing the issue of crime. Put more criminals, in fact, the most serious criminals, back out on the streets.